We don't often talk much in our Catholic faith about predestination. We tend to think of that in terms of Calvinism and Protestantism, the idea of Calvin's double predestination, the idea that if our cooperation with God's grace has nothing to do in our salvation, then the only thing left is that God blindly predestines some people to heaven and some people to hell. Calvin's idea of predestination. So we tend to think that predestination is a Protestant idea and not a Catholic idea, because we, of course, recognize that just like with Mary, we, of course, have to cooperate with God's grace. It's not all just determined beforehand by God as if nothing depended on us. We know that very much we must cooperate with God's grace, just as Mary did. But there is a very real sense in which predestination plays an important part in our life as Christians. Our second reading today from St. Paul to the Ephesians is filled with this language of predestination. He says, God has chose us in him before the foundation of the world. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ. God had a plan for us. It says, in him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things to the intention of his will. God indeed does have a plan for our lives. He has a plan for all creation. That's the great message of our first reading and the space in between to our gospel. We read today from Genesis that tragic account of the fall of Adam and Eve. They who were created to live in perfect harmony with God reject his plan. God had a plan for them, which they chose to disobey. But the great message of hope is given there, even in Genesis, a verse that is so important that it's called the first gospel, the proto-evangelium, Genesis 3:15, in which God says to the serpent, I will place enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. On your belly shall you crawl, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. You will strike at his heel while he strikes at your head. This verse, at the very beginning, right when sin enters the world, we see that although God's plan has been altered, it is not without hope. God promises one who will crush the head of the serpent. God's plan is always able to be changed, to be reconfigured. We see that come to pass then in our gospel today. The one prefigured, it is now time for him to come. God, who risked everything at the beginning on the first woman, Eve, she chose to go against God's plan. And throughout all history, he's then preparing to once again offer a new plan to another woman, just as Eve was in a garden and chose against God's plan. So Mary is approached to become the new Eve. This time, once again, salvation hinges upon the answer of a woman. Mary will succeed in passing the test where the first Eve failed. All of creation waits on that beautiful moment in which the angel Gabriel comes to Mary with God's offer for a new plan of salvation, one prepared from all time. Mary is given the chance to be the mother of God, to be this special instrument in God's plan. She says those most beautiful words, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. But we know that this yes of Mary, it too was prepared for. Mary was predestined for this moment. God prepared her beforehand. And that is what we celebrate on this feast today. that we celebrate that Mary was immaculately conceived. She was conceived without stain of original sin. By that we say that God prepared her beforehand to be the new Eve, to receive this message of God's new plan for redemption. Father Brian wrote beautifully in this last weekend's bulletin on this, which he pointed out that if you were to save someone from drowning in a lake, well, there are two ways that you could save someone. One would be that when the person is drowning in the lake, you could jump in the lake, or me being a well-trained lifeguard, I would know that you don't have to jump in the lake, especially if you can't swim. You should grab like a ring buoy or a pole or even go out to them in a boat. But nonetheless, you could somehow save that person from drowning in the lake. That would be one way to save a person. But he pointed out that there's another way in which you could save a person from drowning in the lake. And that would be to prevent them from entering the lake in the first place if they can't swim. That is essentially what God did with Mary. With us, God pulls us out of the lake of our sin through Jesus. But with Mary, God preserved her from before her very conception, from ever falling in the lake of sin and death. He preserved her from the stain of original sin because he had prepared a mission for her unlike any other mission given to any other woman. Only she was called to be the mother of his son. And so, although not required, it was very fitting that God would prepare a very special woman to be the mother of God. That is the great beauty that we celebrate today. We honor Mary, that she was conceived without sin in her plan. But more than that, we must recognize that all of us have been predestined. We too have a plan and a call from God. The good news is that just like with Adam and Eve, if we perhaps throughout our life imperfectly lived out this plan, perhaps we don't always say yes as Mary did or as readily, God will adjust the plan. We are never without hope. But today we honor the great one who lived perfectly the will of God. We pray for her intercession. We ask for her prayers. We honor her as the mother of God. We thank God that he has chosen to send Jesus Christ through her. In this Advent season, we know that just as Jesus came through Mary at his birth in Bethlehem, he continues to come to us today through Mary. So we honor her today under the title Immaculate Conception, but more than that, we recognize our own holiness, our call to recognize our mission. We pray that Mary, the Immaculate Conception and Mother of God, will help us all to be holy and to realize our mission to be sons and daughters of God and to always be grateful to receive her Son, Jesus Christ, as he continues to come to the world through his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary.